Well, big stuff going on. And I really, and I, you know, I say that a lot, and I, this, I'm actually mean it. Big stuff happening. We're going to be doing a live show. I know. And I'll be there, and you'll be there. You'll be, it's going to be June 18th. It's a Saturday in Santa Monica at the Santa Monica Lowe's. And all the details will be coming up soon. There's going to be a cocktail hour before the brunch. Tickets, you buy tickets, go to the, to, well, the, okay. So it's Saturday is a live show. Sunday is a brunch, a bubbly
Oh, so it's a
brunch.
2 day straight
It's
talk
a
event.
2 day event.
Well, so
Saturday
you can
is.
make your whole weekend about it,
Oh
right?
yes, and I have a code I'm going to give out where you can get like $100 off at the hotel, all like credited towards whatever you want. It's
This is
a whole
awesome.
weekend. Saturday 18th is a live show with cocktail hours and then VIP afterwards to hang out with us.
Oh, we have that's happening. The VIP hour.
Yes, it's
Oh
very
my
important.
goodness.
And then the next day of brunch, I can confirm as of right now, I believe Jackie Beat will be performing at the brunch. We are putting the cast
Shut.
together now. There will be also be RuPaul's Drag Race Queens will be there too. We'll be there. It's going to be so phenomenal. So you're going to get, here's how we're going to do this. Because it's going to be, you know, it's coming up. It's like less than a month away.
Yeah,
I wanted to
yeah.
get the word out for everybody to like get your travel, get ready to go.
Yeah.
And
Mark your
it's going to be
calendar.
the Lowe's in Santa Monica, California,
Okay.
which is, you know, at the beach right there.
It's a hotel, right?
Yes. But here's
Oh.
how the details are going to come out. In the next
Book
few
your
days,
room there.
it'll all become more solid. We'll
Okay.
have a solid movement. And
Ooh.
I will, we will get together. We'll record a little mini episode that with all the details about the live show we're going to release to the world. Okay. So
Perfect.
check your podcast app and that's coming soon. But in the meantime, mark that. Come, you know, I'll be there like the 17th. I'm going to get there, I think. And then the 18th is the live show. The brunch is the 19th. Okay.
I'm so excited.
Oh, this is
And
going to
that's
be so
in the
much
year
fun.
of our Lord 2022. Understand?
Oh.
That's, I mean, that's like coming up. Okay. A
Exciting stuff.
lots to get to. Malone and I are fighting about something else.
Again?
Yeah.
Are we?
Oh, I
I'm
there's a
losing. I'm losing track of. We fight. It's all we do is fight. So now I don't even
That's
know what
not
we're fighting
true.
about anymore.
No, we fought, but we also had a beautiful tender moment. I'll tell you. It's so tender. It was a, it
Tender.
wasn't even a chicken tender moment. It was just a tender moment. And then there's a new phrase. I bet you don't know what it means. That. Plus, we have a very important straight talk announcement. Let's get this show started.
He's gonna give it to you straight, and that's a fact. He'll talk you through your day to day. Keep you coming back. This is tough love, honey. You can count on that. You're straight talk with Ross. Straight talk with Ross. Every week, straight talk with Ross.
Oh, thank you so much, the late great Zach. Thank you.
Late.
Oh my goodness.
That is never, if you listen last week, that Zach was a listener. I found that in my computer, that theme song from years and years ago. And Nikki's like, maybe he's
Yeah.
dead, which was weird.
I
And
didn't say that. Maybe he's not with us anymore.
And anyway, so then
Love
I
it.
kept checking the group and all the comments for Zach to be like, oh my God, that's me and I'm fine and I'm well. And I saw nothing.
Me
So,
neither. No Zach. No Zach.
Oh, Zach, RIP. Thank you so much for that beautiful theme song. It's your legacy. Thank you. Oh, guess what? I'm about 6 years behind the trend, but I finally started The Crown. You know that show, The Crown, on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you
Why?
watch it? Did you watch it?
I didn't
I
watch it when it
haven't.
was out, but I do think it's funny that you're about 6 years behind.
Well, it just came out like that long ago, and it's still like I think the fifth season is coming out soon. The
Oh,
fifth,
it's
yeah,
still
it's still
on?
happening.
Lord.
I think.
But you're enjoying it.
Well, so I started it when it came out, and then it was just like daunting. You know, I was like,
Okay.
oh God. I mean, I understand them because they're speaking English, but I don't really understand them, you know? And
Tommy has to have subtitles when those types of shows are
it's like how I tried to watch Game of Thrones and was like, I don't get it. And then Rosie O'Donnell told me that it was too smart for me, that I wouldn't understand it. And then I hate
That's
watched it
right.
just
Yeah.
to get back at her, even though I love her. So I was like,
Damn
and I.
straight.
I proudly understood about 60% of it, but I started The Crown way back in the day, and then I was like, not for me. And then everybody loved it so much, and I was like, you know, I had the honeymoon with like no TV or anything, and so I downloaded The Crown, and I was like, I'm gonna.
How'd that work out?
You know what? And all the flights and everything, I watched it, and now,
Okay.
oh, am I into it?
Oh, you're
Oh,
hooked.
I'm hooked. I dream. like British now. Mm-hmm. Everything is.
Oh,
like
God.
That. I will say, and it's so beautiful, and you can tell they spent a ton of money on it, and it's good. It's really good. I'm only on the second season, and then the cast totally changes because they fast forward a bunch of years, and I'm like, so it's going to be a different queen? So I don't know how I feel about that yet because I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's
okay.
Like if like one day your mom was just like played by a different actress and you'd be like, nope. Okay. Well, I know who you are. I don't know. I don't. Okay.
I get all these British shows mixed up. There's Bridgerton, Downton Abbey, and then The Crown. It's like a blur.
Well, no, they all it's the not same? At all. I watch all those. No, they're not at all. Are they the same? Bridgerton is about like gossip, horny people, right? And then,
but they're very royal in it.
There's royalty, but it's like a soap opera, if you will. And it's funny and all of that and sexy. And there's butts and thrusting and gyro. Mm-hmm. And then, Downton Abbey, there's no butts, no gyration. There's just Maggie Smith. And that's sort of like an upstairs, downstairs, right. You know, servants and the rich white
higher
people.
Ups, right?
Yeah.
And it's very proper. Like nothing salacious happens really in that. You know what I mean? There's just like long lingering stares, and Maggie Smith is hilarious. And then I watched The Crown, which is a historical drama. It's all based on fact. So it's
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, it's like a history lesson of, you know, how she rose, really about the throne and the crown itself and how and the monarchy and then how she. Anyway, the point is this. I am fascinated by Queen Elizabeth because as portrayed in The Crown, she like didn't really want this. Of course, she just was a little girl and then, you know, got it when her dad died. And she's like, she feels she's not suited for it because she doesn't want the attention. She said there's one line. She just wants to be a simple English country woman. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Why can't I be royalty? I would be the best royalty. If I should be in the line of succession. If all of a sudden they came to me, Ross, you're queen. I'd be like, bitch, thank God I'm queen. I know how to be a queen. I know how to do it. I wouldn't sit there and think, I'm not worthy. Who am I to be in the position? No, I am to be in the position. I would know exactly what to do. And then she's torn and all these things. I can't let my sister marry a divorced man because it's not protocol. Protocol? You're the queen. Change protocol. I would be the best queen. I get so frustrated. I would just do it my, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it my way now. And you know why we're going to do it my way now? Because I'm the queen.
The queen.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't anybody ever just say that?
Why didn't
well, I think just... they do, but
she
Ross,
well, yeah, like, I'm forbidden by the crown. Well, you get to change the crown. Change it.
Yeah.
I would redo that crown. I'd melt down all the gold. I'd get the crown, melt it down. I'm going to redesign that crown. And I would, that's a metaphor for what I would do with the whole job as queen.
The job. Oh, you'd be such a cute queen.
Well, he'd be so the other cute. Thing,
you're queen for life. Oh, so you don't like me? Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Vote me out? Bitch, I'm your queen.
Oh, they could kill you. I mean, people did kill
people. Yeah,
that's
people. True.
Ah, come on.
It's very
no,
barbaric.
No, no. I honestly, she was ill-suited, according to her, as I watched the show. Mm. I am well-suited to be royalty. I'm telling you, I would have no problem with it.
You would be good at it. I could see you in those dresses with the corset and
so
the, all of it. Yes.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I have to sit here and have my photo taken to be proper. You know what I would do? I cancel the photo shoot. I'm the queen.
Right?
Do you have any connection with that whole the royal thing? Like, I have no interest in any of that.
I don't like it. I think you I get don't? It. I just, no, I'll tell you why. Because I think like there, I'm kind of torn. Before I watched The Crown, I always thought that like, how dare you just be in a lineage, a line of family, because you were born to that person. Now you're super special. You never have to work a real day in your life. You're always taken care of. You get a title, a title, a title. I was never even assistant manager. Title. I've never had a title in my life. I would love to have a title. And you're princess. You're born and you're prince. Okay, cool. Must be nice. I also have a problem with taxpayer money funding all that lifestyle. Have a problem with that.
Is that how it goes? I don't even know that that's how,
how it goes.
I know. I'm just
palace,
listening to them. I don't.
Their security, all of that is for the taxpayer. And they love them because it's the monarch, which holds like this moral high ground. And then the elected officials, like the prime minister and all that, they have to go meet with the queen once a week just to like check in. And she's like, good. You, what? Who? Because you were born. God bless her, and she's having a big jubilee, which is a fun word to say.
So fun. I've always loved the word jubilee.
Yes, I think she's a fascinating historical figure, and I think she's kind of done a really good, and you know, she's been a really human job, and I kind of am in love with her in a way. But I don't get how she doesn't feel like she was suited. Give me the job then.
Well, I think we should recast the whole thing. Let's just try it out. See what happens. Put Ross in charge. See how the whole country fares.
Yeah. I just think about if it was Queen Faye, I would know exactly what to do.
Queen Faye is so good. Or Little Queen on the Prairie. Little Queen on the Prairie would be so cute.
Yeah. You know, I even named my little car, my little convertible here. I named it Princess Margaret because I love that character. Well, she's a person. She was a real person. But I love her in the movie and in the show. Anyway, the point is this. I drove Princess Margaret to LA, and guess who I drove to see?
Can you guess, Nikki? Can you guess?
Well, did Princess Margaret get to meet Malone's new car by any chance?
That's exactly what happened.
They met. Maybe they're a couple now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
They could be.
So I did go to see Malone in Burbank because I'm shooting a show that I shoot every summer that I can never talk about. And I did go to see Malone in Burbank, and we were going to get breakfast, but he was having diet? Was it just an upset tummy? What was it?
Well, I had a little upset. I was nauseated. I ate some birthday ice cream, flavor ice cream the night before. I think I'm lactose intolerant. So anyway, I had a very sour stomach, nauseous. Yeah.
Sour. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It was terrible.
That was fun for me. You can imagine what a great mood he was in when I went to go.
But like I was there. Actually in a really good mood.
You were. Oh, you were.
I was.
I
just want to say it. And it was, I mean, we clicked right back into when you lived here, our friendship and our relationship. We just clicked right back in.
And I don't think I had seen you. We talk almost every day. I see you on the Zoom all the time.
Yeah.
But in person outside of the wedding, we haven't really hung because I've been in New York or Palm Springs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I see Malone and we click right away. We're back into it. Yeah. And I have to see his new car. Oh my God. Malone, tell them about me and your car.
Okay. But before I talk about the car, I have to say, I was talking to Nikki about this too, about how it's fascinating to me how when you come into my apartment, you look at everything. You want to see everything. And I don't know what it is, if it's control or if it's just you want to give advice or if it's you just want to give me tips. I don't know. You could use a bowl over here. I like this. I like where you're going with this. And then he'll get on his phone. I'm like, what are you doing on your phone? Oh, I just ordered that fan you have. Okay. Well, I think that it's just so funny how you look at every crevice. What is it with me? Do you do that with everyone? I enjoy it actually now. I think it's entertaining.
I think you need the help. And I feel a sense of ownership. No, because you had nothing in your apartment for 2 years. You had nothing.
Yeah, but it's cute now. You liked it.
So cute now, and you're welcome. Because I feel like I've been pushing you now. And also, who found your apartment for you?
Well, we both did.
Did we?
We both found this apartment, right?
Oh, no.
I found it online, and we drove there together. And then who negotiated with your landlord?
That's true. You were really good. You did. This is your apartment.
Thank you so much.
He was your Arlene Cohen Keller Williams.
he was, and he should be always.
Yes. And so I do feel a sense of ownership of that apartment. So when I walk in, I scan it and I go, that's new. That's new.
Yeah.
And then
it's really fascinating.
I did say you need a bowl right here.
Yeah.
To put keys in.
Yeah. I kind of like it though. It's sweet. Like I looked at it differently this time. It didn't annoy me. I thought it was sweet. And then he's like, let's go see your new car. He was so excited. And what I love about you, Ross, and our friendship is I don't have to explain a lot because I don't finish sentences sometimes. I don't, I talk in code in a weird way, but he gets me and I don't have to explain a lot. So we go out to my new car, which was out here in the front. And he's like,
beautiful.
Give me the keys. I want to drive, which I was so happy because I was thinking that, I hope he drives because I don't want to drive it. I'd rather be the passenger.
There was no question. I was not sitting in that passenger seat. It was just give me the keys. I'm driving it.
But I love that because I love being the passenger. He jumped in that car, Nikki, and drove that thing. It was his.
Well, before I drove it, I turned it on, turned the air conditioning on. And then I went right away into the interface because I'm like, we're changing the color scheme. I changed it to magenta and I was like, cause it was blue, a midnight
He's
blue,
really
which I
good
hate.
With gadgets.
Yeah.
Like and the electronic stuff.
I changed all the settings.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
Nikki. And brought up stuff on that screen that I didn't even know.
No, was there.
I would have never used it. I would have never known you could do it. He's very good at it. So he's like, we went on a drive up to Christina Darling.
The
we
old
went
house. By his we drove old by the old house.
Oh, yeah. House.
Yeah, which is now there's like a big MAGA truck in front that says "Hands off my guns."
Shut up! You're lying.
It was so disturbing. It was weird. Disturbing and surreal. So
did we?
And weird.
Did we decide if Margaret has a crush on the unnamed vehicle? Like, well, where are we at all?
It's named.
It's named. His Malone's car is named, and I named it.
He didn't name it.
I did.
Wait, what's the car? Are we going to talk about this later? Is this a reveal?
We'll tell you what the name is, but I just want to say that I named the car. And this is
wait a minute. Named it.
No, I did.
What was the name you came up with, Nikki?
Well, I don't know. What's the name of the car?
Nikki, you know. What name did you come up with?
Yeah.
I said Diane.
Now she named it.
Said Diane.
I said Diane, and I saw the car first.
Hold on. Nikki said Diane because I had a cat in the 80s named Diane.
I said Diane. I said Diane, and Malone goes, I actually like that. That's what you said.
No, that is not what happened. Malone said to me, what should we name the car? And I said, I'm really the first one to be in it. And he said, of course, because you're the most important person in my whole entire life.
Now I know this is a lie. You lost.
And I said, what about Princess Diana? And he said, well, I was thinking Diane I had a cat named Diane.
No, but you know why he was thinking Diane? Because I already said Diane right when he got the car. Like the day he got the car, I was throwing out names. And I said, Diane. And you go, Malone goes, I actually like Diane. So then he had Diane in his head. So when you said Diane, and he was like, Diane, it starts with me.
I don't think so. Because I think you said Diane. And I said, I like Diane because I had a cat named Diane. You're forgetting that part. But then Diane disappeared, my cat. So
we're not talking about your cat. Are you getting Diane's mom on the show?
Well, no, I'm only talking about Diane the cat because she left kind of tragically, like she disappeared. Oh. And so I thought, well, I can't name her Diane because I that cat, you know?
Maybe she's at my house on the Chase Lounge.
He's a pussy magnet.
But then my neighbor said, that car looks like a Diane Keaton would drive it.
I said it.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Well, I'm just happy that I'm involved in this somewhat. I named Diane.
The car's name is Diane.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I named it.
And then Malone was very generous after I named his car. He was so generous because as I scanned the apartment, I noticed, do you remember a couple of Christmases ago, I gave you all like crystal books, like look up crystals. Mm. It was a book. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm glad you remember.
Malone, I do.
You remember. Nikki, do you remember?
No.
What? Nikki.
It was with the bidet. It was the book and then the bidet.
Okay, now I remember.
Give it back to me. Can I have it?
I'm surprised, Nikki. I'm surprised at you.
You did not give me a crystal book.
Yes,
I'm just letting
I did.
You know.
On the show.
Yeah, no, you opened it on the show.
A crystal book?
This about is like we're in crystals. We're in a home or something.
Malone, go get it.
We're all old people, like 95-year-olds. Like you can't remember anything.
Go get that crystal book. It's on the table behind
you. You did not give it to me.
I don't want to get up because I have gas.
You are lactose intolerant.
Did you really give me a crystal book?
Yes.
I swear this is like an old folks home.
100% Diane. I did.
Why are people listening?
So anyway, did you say why are people listening?
They're not.
I'm not even listening. So in Malone's living room, as I scan like beep, 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 and I'm looking for new.
It's a scanner. He's a scanner.
And I saw everything new. I saw it all. So, and look good. And I see that there is the book in the corner. If you're watching the Kiss Kiss Club now, right behind Malone's shoulder, there's a ribbed lamp with a. It was right there on that shelf. And on top of that crystal book that I gave you all, there was a beautiful crystal. a huge clear quartz crystal, like gigantic. A cluster of them.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I go, oh my God, that crystal. Oh my God, that crystal. And I did not, you know, some people compliment things because they want it. I don't need it.
Oh,
I don't
I've never
it.
Done that.
I don't want it. But I said, that I love that crystal. That is stunning. And Malone said to me, I've never felt a connection. That's your crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm
really
holding
sweet.
It up now.
Look at this crystal, Nikki.
Oh my God, that's gorgeous. That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
You guys,
and I think what's even more beautiful is that you knew it wasn't meant to be in your home and it was meant to be in his home, Malone.
So, but describe it. It's almost like
a glacier.
It does look like a glacier. Yeah. But it's just a giant quartz crystal. I never did connect with that. And Ross, I know how you are. You would never ask for anything or even insinuate that you want something. So when you had a very visceral reaction to that.
Visceral. Do you know what it looks like? Do you remember there was a Star Wars movie where he's walking around?
That's what it reminds me of, Superman.
Yeah. Oh, what did I say? Star Wars?
Superman. Yeah. Superman's home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it looks like Superman's home, which was called the planet Uranus. No. Anyway,
I don't know. I didn't follow that show.
Anyway, I love this crystal and he gave it to me and I,
beautiful.
And it's, you know, it was so generous, Malone, and I'll have it for the rest of my life. I just think it's so beautiful. And, you know, it's not the only thing you're giving away.
Yes. Well, can I just say quickly, I do believe that crystals find their right home.
That was my segue to your giveaway. Are you fucking kidding me? That's not the only thing you're giving away, Malone. That's right, I'm giving away my wardrobe.
Yeah, but I had more to say because there's other. I gave you something else.
Well, you just shit on my transition.
Shit on the quartz crystal. Can you imagine?
What about crystals? Tell me.
I wish you would talk about the sage I gave you because that thing is even more dynamic.
Oh, it's in another room and I don't want to get up because I have to fart.
All right, do your segue.
Black doesn't matter. You said crystals come to the right person?
Yeah.
I'm going to do, that's what you said?
I said crystals find their way to the right person that's supposed to have it at that time.
That was worth telling my segue.
That was beautiful.
I didn't even feel what I just said. Can you segue, please?
Well, I'll tell you, the beautiful crystal you gave me isn't the only thing Malone is giving away.
Wait, can I say something real quick?
Jesus, fuck you. And in the spirit of giving, Malone has one more thing he'd like to give away. Malone?
Well, I'm giving away the outfit I wore
to your
wedding.
You're giving me
agita. Oh, I'm giving you what?
Anxiety, agita. You're making me just give. I don't give a shit.
Well, I am giving my outfit
and just
away.
Just when you think Malone hasn't given enough, he's giving one more thing away.
I'm so lost in this show right now. I don't think I've ever felt this before. I'm having anxiety.
What are you giving
away? What am I
away?
Supposed to do? What was the segue
what
for?
What are you giving away,
you're
Malone?
Giving away your outfit. And you have four, you narrowed it down to four listeners. People submitted why they're going to get your wedding outfit. If you listen, I'll do it.
Will you bring up the group text so you could read them, please?
You're reading them. I'm doing it now. If you listen last week, listener, Malone decided he's going to give away the outfit he wore to my wedding. A cobalt blue pair of women's large pants from Nordstrom Rack.
Yep.
A poppy extra large shirt from Target.
Yep.
And a wide brimmed female black sun hat from Amazon.
Yes.
We asked listeners to submit why they deserved Malone's wedding outfit. You wrote in. Malone narrowed it down to four. You're going to get to vote. And here they are. How hard was that?
Like a Disneyland attraction. Like you sounded like you should be a voiceover. Okay. I did, like he said, Ross said, I narrowed it down to four listeners and you will pick the winner and I will ship the outfit to the winner and maybe they can come on here and model it. Right.
Love that idea.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Whoever gets it needs to be interviewed in it.
Who's picking?
Yes. Oh, I
who's
like
doing
that.
The picking?
So the audience is going to vote. We're going to
love this
option. But you need to do this, Malone. You need to say option A and then read it. And then option B and then read it.
Okay, option ready?
Okay.
Option
go.
A, James Bruschetta. If you guys get this was his comment. If it, this is his, what do you call it? His pitch to what he what do you call it?
Pitch.
His pitch. Yeah.
His plea.
His plea.
If you give his me pleat. The outfit, I'll wear it in the audience of the Drew Barrymore show to taunt Ross. What do you feel about that?
Great. I'd laugh so hard. I'd be so happy. Okay. Until security escorted him out.
This is option two from Michael Grunlund.
No, it's B, option B. I mean, B. I'll go option A and then option two.
Old folks. Okay. B. It would be my absolute honor to be gifted your wedding outfit, Malone. If chosen, I vow to spread farts across the nation to empower each and every citizen to tingle down there. And most importantly, to put an end to elder abuse forever. Kiss, kiss, Michael from Canada.
And that's option two.
Option B. Option B.
That was option B. Option D. I mean, C, D, A, B, C.
Oh, God.
Option C. I'm kidding.
Okay. I know.
This is from Kenzie Perek. Perek? I love that you're doing this. So fun. If my family knew I was wearing a shirt that was worn at Ross's wedding, I think they would want me to get a restraining order on myself. I talk about you guys like you're my best friends on the daily. Let's just say I got a Mazda. What does that mean?
Oh,
That's from back in the day, huh?
It is, you remember. Wow. I used to do a read for Mazda, and I would always say it like that.
Also, I'm pregnant with my second baby and need bigger shirts and stretchy pants. By the way, when you're pregnant, they ask you at every appointment the first day of your last cycle. And my answer for my first pregnancy was Ross Matthews' birthday. who I also met the weekend in Columbus for a drag brunch and drove from a PGH. So I like that's a good one, right?
That's funny.
And yes, but I do think once the baby is born, you use the material to make a babe, but a little bonnets. You know what I mean? Cute. Little cold bubble bonnets, little poppy culty, bonnets.
Option D.
Very good.
Okay. Mo Gardner. This is from Mo Gardner. I need this for my adopted son. His family disowned him because he came out and he's my daughter's best friend. Oh. He turned 21 and is living his best life right now. I've introduced him to the Straight Talk family and he's learning our ways. There's a picture she included here, is him with my daughter. His name is Tiger. And yes, that is his real name.
Oh,
I love that.
I don't want to really say anything because I have my favorites, but those are the four.
Mo Gardner is what I say when I need an extra landscaper.
No, that's just no.
I need Mo Gardner.
Oh my God. I like them all for different reasons too. The variety there is beautiful. A, B, C, and D. So straight talkers are going to vote.
Only one can win. Let's recap. A is Drew Barrymore audience. B is elder abuse. C is pregnant. D is helping out someone who just came out, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh my
God. Those are the options. Can you believe I remembered all those? Photographic
memory.
So how do they vote?
Well, I don't know.
Did we not think this through?
How did they vote?
Well, I think, aren't we going to post them on Instagram and also on the Kiss Kiss Club, and then they can leave who they think in the comments?
But then, then you're going to go through and count. You're going to tally them up.
Yeah.
But then everyone can see the results. So if they just go through our Instagram, they're going to know before we reveal it.
Well, what? Any ideas?
Wait, did you guys not talk about this before we recorded today?
Of course we did, Nikki. We run through the script of the show. Every week we rehearse it.
And then it derails.
Detailed notes. Everything we say has been combed through and with fine tooth comb. And we sometimes sit with one word. Just we want to get it all right. And so we have produced this segment to the very second.
So why don't we have people email you and the subject line?
Me? I'm counting? No.
Yeah. Okay, Malone.
Malone's idea. I like
me.
Malone. Email Malone.
Go to It's Mr. Malone and tell him what you think.
Oh, shit. I was going to say put like A, I'm all B,
troubled.
C, or D
I had a in moment the, in where the I was just troubled. Like,
oh, you guys.
I think you should just post him on Instagram and just have the comments like people can
Let's
leave
do it like that. Okay. Yeah. Do that.
Okay.
Then they can scroll like each, they can look over each one.
Oh, that's a good idea. And then A, B, C, D, vote in the comments.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Hello, Ross Pod. Go to Hello, Ross Pod.
Yeah, at Hello, Ross Pod.
Thank on you. Instagram. People, you're so giving, Malone. People were mad at you. Did you see what during like the wedding time when we were at honeymoon, people were mad at you for the birthday?
I got so much hate. People were so mad at me, bro. I'm glad you brought that up.
Why are they mad?
Because remember when your birthday party and Malone didn't show up to it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why everyone got so mad about that.
I know they emailed me like, he's so ungrateful. He's, I just want to be very honest with everybody. Well, this is all for fun. The show is for fun. And we're not really mad at each other. Except sometimes.
I mean, sometimes we are. Wait a minute. Sometimes there's some anger.
Well, there's anger, and but there's never hate. And when you're, and then when you start getting hate, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I will say, I wondered how people could think that we were serious, and then listening to Andrew took the liberty of sort of compiling some sound bites together. And you just listen sort of out of context, you can just sort of pay attention, listen very closely. Maybe you could hear that. As much as we're joking, we're also kind of serious.
It was very antagonistic that you threw that birthday party for me. You're reverse psychology. It's like psychological with you. I think this was antagonistic. I think it was to set me up. Number one, elder abuse. Number two, that was an antagonistic, manipulating. Elder abuse. Who does that?
Your dumb party fuckface.
Did I miss anything here?
I had a 2007 Jetta that I loved. It blew up on the freeway. I'm not going to be rushed to buy a car.
A rental car? My God. That's what he wrote to me.
Do you think he would have had fun if he came?
Absolutely. 50% of Malone wanted to come.
He did not come.
It's not that funny. You threw a party for me knowing I couldn't get to the party.
And you just see the cake and we're all around it.
Are you finished? Threw a party to terrorize me. Ross is a little cold. He just sells houses. That's psycho. I'm putting a spell on your wedding.
Well, thank you, Andrew. That was really phenomenal work.
It was really
you kind of hear how maybe people could misinterprit.
100%
That was very enjoyable. I want that played at my memorial when I die.
Nobody will come. I'm just kidding.
We won't be there. But you said you put a spell on my wedding, but my wedding did go off without a hitch. And I will say, you know, Flower Girl Gate has been just this unbelievable drama. If you've been listening on the program all year long leading up to the wedding, Malone wanted to be my flower girl, it's Drew Barrymore. And we've done this before in the history of the show, nearly 8 years we've been on, so 7.5 years, in November will be 8 years we've been on. We've had done this before where something we've done, something we've talked about, mm-hmm. has become a Broadway musical. Do you remember?
I wasn't expecting it to go.
Remember?
Spit my drink out.
Oh, no. But you remember, of course, the Tony snubbed Del Taco Debbie.
Del Taco
musical.
Debbie. Yes.
That was a revelation. The reviews were, what did I just watch? And now, we've done it again.
What?
Leaked audio.
Oh.
Leaked audio. Oh. James sent in. There are rehearsals off Broadway going on right now for Flower Gate the musical. And James, snuck a cellular telephone into the rehearsals and recorded. Do you want to hear just a snippet? That's all we have. This is all because, you know, security's really tight, but they leaked this to us. No other outlet has this.
I'll probably
get sued.
You probably will.
For playing this, but this is the risk I'm going to take.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let me be there for you on your wedding day. I'll suck it up though I know it's not COVID safe. I'll travel the world, come prance and twirl, if you'll let me be your flower girl. He said, hey Malone, wedding planning's coming along. I just wanna know if you'll throw petals down my aisle. I said yes right away. I have dreamed of this day. Don't need a psychic hit to know I'm gonna make it gay. Then in walks Mrs. Barrymore. Her fame and fortune ensure that she takes away my chore. Who does she think she is? I was born to do this. Can't believe you'd make her your flower girl. Your flower girl. Let me be there for you on your wedding day. I'll suck it up though I know it's not COVID safe. I'll travel the world, come prance and twirl, if you'll let me be your flower girl.
Wow.
That's all we got. Wow.
I can just see the stage and the costumes and the vocals were just on the, I was just, yeah.
It's a smash hit.
Thank you, James.
A Broadway hit.
James risked his safety by thinking that out to us. So thank you, James. Are you a hero?
Thank you, James.
I don't know. That's for history to decide. Thank you, James.
So good.
All right. Okay. Believe it or not.
Lots of fun.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back. We have a lot coming up. We have Malone has a segment. Nikki has a segment. I have something. A term I don't think we've ever heard before. Plus, we have a Straight Talk and announcement to make. We'll be right back. Much more Straight Talk on the way. Yes, and welcome back to the program. Reminder, June 18th, live podcast. That's Saturday, Sunday, June 19th. We have a bubbly brunch in Santa Monica, California.
So friggin' fun.
Information will be coming in the next day or so, and we'll get that out to all of you. Make sure to be checking my social media, our social media. Plus, there'll be a brand new little mini episode in your feed with all the deets coming up. All right.
Maybe I'll meet someone and have a date day.
Ooh. Maybe you will meet somebody.
Yeah. Can we raffle you off?
Oh, I would love to be raffled off.
Can we raffle you?
Ross's wedding kind of opened me up to like dating and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm more open to the idea of being with someone now. Isn't that weird?
Maybe we could do some sort of dating game for Malone at the live show. I don't know what we're going to do yet, but that's good idea. That's a really good idea.
If it wasn't COVID, I'd want a kissing booth.
Yeah. Oh, what about a fisting booth? What about head?
Can you imagine?
I was going to say hand job booth and thought I was pushing the envelope.
Oh, that's fun.
And you said fisting.
Yeah.
Right to the rhymes with,
oh, a rhymes hand job kissing. Booth.
So I'm angry. I'm angry. I went to happy hour the other day and I got there at 5.
Okay.
And I ordered the drink, right? And then the bill came, you know, we're leaving at 5:45. Bill came. I was charged full price for my drink. So I said, oh, excuse me, it's happy hour. And she goes, oh, happy hour is 3 to 5. The
what?
Fuck? Happy hour is 3 to 5? I'm sorry, but everybody knows happy hour is 4 to 6.
Yeah, happy hour is not 3 to 5.
Happy hour is not 3 to 5. And
yeah, what time did you order the drink at 5?
It was like 5:03.
No, happy hour prices.
But I'm not even mad at them. I'm mad at whoever decided 3 to 5. Who's 3?
Mm-mm. I mean, you're not even out of school by then.
You're not even.
That's not happy hour. That's angry hour.
You're still digesting lunch. Dear God.
Exactly.
Angry hour.
I'd go to an angry hour.
Yeah, you would.
That's funny. That is funny. You would so go to angry hour.
Yeah, I'd love it.
So should I have said something? I didn't say anything.
I always say something. I'm Karen Compassion.
Oh, that's what I call Nikki. We haven't talked about
that on the podcast. Wait, when did you come up with that? That's so cute.
Nikki will say something and complain about something, but she doesn't really sweet. She's like, I don't want to be a dick about this, but can I go, oh my God, you're a Karen, but you're Karen Compassion.
And that's my drag name.
Karen Compassion.
That is really good. Mm-hmm. Karen Compassion.
I would have said to the waitress, listen, you can charge me full price for the drink or you can charge me happy hour and we'll put that price towards your tip. So you have a choice here. Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
But you would have been paid the same amount.
Well, it's not true because if you pay full price, you tip on top of that.
Oh, I don't know.
You could have been like, no tip. Or Karen Compassion tip.
I'm also angry that I didn't
Compassion
know.
Fruit.
I didn't know about, you know, there's like, sayings in the lexicon. There's, you know, there's things that people say and everyone knows what it is. But I pride myself on kind of being up on that. I know what things are. I know what that is. I know what that means. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I get this message, I forget. I've been holding on to it, talk to you guys about it for a while. I think I was sent it from a straight talker.
Okay.
I can't imagine who else would send this to me. This came across my radar, but it did. And I think it's from one of you. Do you know what a waffle stomp is?
Mm-mm.
No clue.
Any guesses?
a waffle stomp?
Well, yeah. Waffle stomp.
It's not a shoe, is it?
It's not a shoe.
A waffle stomp.
Is it a press?
I don't know why, but you know, when you get those lines on your skin from sleeping on sheets, I don't know why. No.
It sounds like something you want to know what it waffle is, stomp. Don't you? A waffle, waffle stomp. I don't know what that is. A waffle stomp. Waffle stomp.
What is it?
this is something that somebody posted somewhere and someone took a screen grab and sent it.
Okay.
And the headline is, and it's actually relates to something Malone has admitted to doing here on the program.
Hmm.
This person writes, "My wife poops in the shower." And continues to write, "My wife poops in the shower. My wife poops in the shower and stomps it down the drain.
I just got it.
No joke. She recently told me this and I've been living with it for weeks now. She even broke the news to me while laughing about it. She said, you don't know what a waffle stomp is? That's she poops disgusting. In the shower.
There's something
and stomps
wrong
on
with
it
that person. Oh that I'm no, sorry. So there's something cute. Wrong with your wife.
He continues, "I feel disgusted and betrayed. I can't even look at her over breakfast anymore because I head off to work. And while at work, all I can do is wonder to myself, is she doing it right now?" Apparently, this has been going on for years. She says she uses all the scented candles she obsessively buys online to mask the smell. "I work 12 to 15 hours a day, so plenty of times to cover her shit stink. A few times we've had to snake the drain due to a clog, and now I know why."
No, you need to divorce her immediately. File
sure I can
for divorce.
Like anymore. So a waffle stomp is... pooping in the shower and then using your foot
because it looks like a waffle.
No,
to
we're
stomp
done.
It down the little grated drain.
We're done. This person does not deserve a partner. They should be divorced and left alone and miserable in their own poopy bathroom. That's
but
disgusting.
I think it's cute that they come up with the name waffle stomp. Like, oh, are you waffle stomping in there? Like, that's cute.
I hate this person.
We had a freaky fagsy when someone pooped in the shower or something and they
you
did
it
thing.
You pooped in the shower.
I did, but I didn't waffle stomp it. I threw it in the toilet. I didn't think to waffle stomp because it didn't go through your toes.
You picked
sorry it. She goes out of her way to buy candles and try to get the scent away. Just shit in the toilet, you fuck.
So cute.
Shit in the toilet.
Yeah, but the warmth of the water, maybe she has
I'm
a handheld so, shower head.
I'm so mad at her.
It loosens
she's
it
stupid
up, you know?
I so
oh
mad
God.
At her.
I love that it triggered you. It
she deserves to be miserable and alone.
But it's a waffle stomp.
Waffle stomp is the cutest name I've ever heard. The
so
waffle stomp.
So cute. She should have her own TikTok where she shows like her pushing her poop down the
I just oh picture God. Her toes. It's swinging between it.
Yeah. That's the thing I don't like no, is it's on done. Her toes, you know?
Oh, that's vile. All right, Malone, what do you have? And meanwhile, I don't have the theme song. Because I have the new computer and the other ones in New York, I'm not, you know, what am I? I'm just one man.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes.
Nikki,
well,
can
I
sing
have
whatever,
a.
Sing the theme song, whatever he's doing.
Yeah. How's it? What is it?
I want Nikki to sing it. Moist Malone. I am Moist
Malone. I am Moist Malone. You are Moist Malone. We all are Moist Malone. You like Moist Malone. Give it to me. Oh yeah, that part.
That's good, Rob.
Okay, go.
Okay, this is a quick one. All right, I met up this. What was his name? I forgot his name. Frank, maybe. Anyway, he's a listener. I met up with a guy to give him the business. He was the cutest little twink with a big old bubble butt. Once I was inside him, I was thinking, this feels good, but something is off. Oh, why is this so easy? I tell him in the heat of passion, well, you're pretty loose, but it's hot. He tells me, oh, I was being fucked all night and have about 5 loads in me from 3 different guys.
So, no, this is
one was his cousin. Well, I pulled out and told him it's very rude to not tell
wait,
someone
back up.
That in
one
advance.
Was his cousin?
He shrugged and said he was a selfish, nasty hole. I want that to be my new stage name.
Oh
well,
God.
I feel bad because that turned me on and I nutted super quick and told him to go because my work was calling me. I always set my phone to ring 30 minutes into a hookup. Moral is tell people you have babies hanging out in your hole before they penetrate you.
Oh,
kiss, kiss.
What is this is the end of my career.
Wait, Malone.
Thank you. It's made me laugh though. Malone. I'm sorry.
I feel I'm angry about waffle stomping. Now this.
Nikki, I mean, can you can
thought
you,
it was rude.
Can you return the dignity to our program?
Well, can, what would you
think? That sad part is I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that.
What
no,
do you
but
know?
The fact that he was
we,
turned
we moved on.
On.
We moved on.
Oh, well, you're a selfish, nasty hole.
Okay, I have a little Nikki Believable.
Nikki
Believable. This is as good as it gets. Nikki Believable.
Something, something, something. Yeah,
Nikki Believable.
Unbelievable. Do you know what's really unbelievable about this is that my Unnicky Believable is from James Bruschetta.
My God. He is just everywhere.
He's our choice A. Or I love number him. One, according to Malone. He's our choice A for the giveaway, the outfit giveaway. So, okay. So he says, I have an Unnicky Believable story that I'd like to share with you. I work as a receptionist in the rectory of a Catholic church.
Oh,
what is that?
I got the job.
It's the rectum of like, the Catholic church.
What is a rectory? I really don't know.
I believe it's where the offices. Oh. Like there's the church and then the selfish, area where nasty they do hole.
That's what it is. No, hey, you know, it's where all the rectories where they hang out, the priests live and hang out.
Oh. I think my biggest question in all of this is like, I can't believe that someone that works in the Catholic Church is a fan of straight talk.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I love this.
I love the Catholic Church.
Okay, so James said, I got the job in high school. It was flexible. I've been doing it for years. It started in January 2019, he said, with the death of Father Andrew. He was from Ghana, funnily enough, and he was a pretty spooky man. I later came to find out that he was actually an exorcist. So, yeah. And the pattern started when Father Joe passed away in January 2020, only 2 days after the anniversary of Father Andrew's death. So all these priests are dying at this Catholic church. Then he says, in January 2021, Father Graziano and Sister Jean and Sister Laura died. And they had all retired, but this was the church that they worked at last. And they all died within a week of each other. And he's like, holy shit, this is crazy. Literally, holy shit. Mm-hmm. The curse started to seem a little more real and the jokes became more serious. And then December of 2021, our dear sister Anne fell sick and my coworkers knew what was coming. So she fought until January 24th and then she died. The curse seems to only affect the clergy, oddly enough, but I'm spooked for myself and the entire office staff. Needless to say, I know where I'm spending my vacation time. Love you so much, James Bruschetta. So super unbelievable. So in a way, is this a sign that James needs that outfit very desperately?
How dare you? Don't. You can't sway the voting. You can't.
But isn't this crazy?
They're all dying. Like, why? What's going on?
Dropping like flies in January. And he said, it's just really spooky. But I do feel like, you know, there's all kinds of crazy things that go on in the Catholic Church. But do you think
that really is?
Okay. So this brings me to the question. Do you think that when you were born, the universe knows when you're going to expire? Or do you think it just unravels as time goes on?
Great question.
Yeah, that is. No. I don't think I don't think there's a like a map that you're gonna like it's going to happen. I think you have free will. So like I could choose I could choose to go through that door, which would change everything, or I can choose to go through this door. Now you could argue that there is a bigger plan that's making me choose that door, but I don't think so. I don't think so.
Malone, what do you think?
Well, spiritually, I believe sometimes that we make a kind of a karmic contract, right? Coming in here, we pick our parents. We go through the experiences we go through.
You just made a CarMax contract, didn't you? When you got Diane.
Diane. Sister Diane. Should we name her sister?
Sister Diane. Sister
Mary Margaret and Sister Diane.
Sister Diane. Oh my God. Princess Margaret.
I think they're nuns. Diane. They kind of look like nuns. Your car, my car.
No, just saying. Oh my God,
please call your car Sister Diane.
I will. I like Sister Diane better than just Diane. That's really cute.
She doesn't die in January.
Did you grow up Catholic, Nikki? Did you grow up Catholic?
I did. I was all Catholic girls high school. I was a Catholic kid.
Wow.
I went to church on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Oh my God. Look where it got me. Now I'm a whore.
I don't know. Oh my, I don't know a single thing about the Bible except for Jesus and Mary. I kind of I know that story.
They're so cute.
Joseph. That's all I know.
The baby Jesus.
Santa.
Santa. Yes, he's in the Bible too. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, listen, my relationship with the Catholic Church is very severed. Yeah, I have lots of opinions, but I do think there are some great things that I got from that experience.
You
my
and
love
me
of singing,
the prayers.
I do love a church. Like, I love walking into a church.
It's very theatrical.
It is.
It's very like pageantry. But yeah. You know, I got.
Can I ask you a question now? If your relationship with the church is severed, what is your relationship like with God? What's going on there? Can you talk about
that? Interesting. Oh, yeah. We're going there. I do believe that there definitely is something bigger than us. Do I believe that there is a God, like everyone wants to pretend it's this sort of one orb of thing or like this man in a white pillowy outfit with a long beard? No, I don't believe any of that. I believe if we think we can wrap our head around what God is, that's hilarious that we think our tiny little brains can figure that out. So I think it's something
that our brains and our spirituality couldn't even fathom. It's so much bigger and bolder than we could imagine. So my relationship with God is very personal, but I do not think it's in a church, and I do not think it has anything to do with the Bible. I think that's all just stories and things that were passed on by a bunch of white men.
Interesting.
Well, what was the question about God? What was the actual question?
What?
No. First of all, when I go into a hotel, if they have a Bible, I throw it across the room. No, I don't like. No, I'm sorry, but I mean, I grew up Catholic. I love the Catholic Church. They were really good to me. I got in a lot of trouble too, like confession.
Imagine that.
My God, my poor mom. Shut up in there, because I'd get the giggles. But God, you know, when I do my readings, I always say, look, I step out of the readings and let whatever it is come through me to channel messages of love and light to you. So if it's God, higher power, spirit, whatever you want to call it, but I know I can feel it. It's what I do. You know what I mean? I can feel that bigger, energy, right? Come through. Yeah. But it's individual, you know, everybody.
It's very personal. Don't you think?
Very personal.
And I love, you know, in all religions, if you really break them down, which we did an episode of Call Me Curious, we're getting into one around religion, where you kind of break it down. And if you really look at it, we all believe sort of the same thing. We just find different ways to dress it
up. That's right.
And when you start ostracizing people and saying, well, you can't do this if you're not going to believe this, that's when religion gets messy. And that's when spirituality, you've lost all of it. As soon as you tell someone, you can't get married or you can't think this because you're this, you have to follow these rules, I think that's just destroying humanity. Yeah. Ross, what do you think?
Right. Yeah.
I wasn't raised with any sort of religion whatsoever. And so I actually studied like Greek mythology more than I studied religion. And so what I sort of like thought when I was studying that, this is when I was taking Latin in high school for like 3 years or something. I didn't learn any Latin, but I loved mythology. And I remember thinking like, oh, this was their way of trying to explain the cosmic something. We're all searching for an explanation. Right. And so back then they came up with Zeus and they came up with all Aphrodite and all of them. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it, you know, these religions we have now are just sort of like the mere human beings' effort to explain the great unknown, the great cosmic thing that we all feel, but can't put into words. And so I think, you know, it's the intention is trying to explain something. It gets lost in the sauce, I think, a lot of times, those religions, when they put rules.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's a good way. But
when I, because I wasn't raised with anything, I've gotten to sort of like develop my own connection and sort of define it for myself. And by the way, that is a work in progress. That's what it is, a work in progress.
But the time I've known you, you've become more spiritual, you know?
Well, you know, a lot's changed in the time we've known each other. I think how long we've been friends. Nikki, I've known you for like 15, 16, 18, 35 years, something like that.
35.
Malone, how long have we known each other now? Like 8 years, something? No, I don't know.
I don't even know when we met.
The thing is about friends and family and loved ones and everything is that so much changes. You can't control it. You just got to love people while you have them. I want to say that I love you guys.
Oh,
I love you so much. And our listeners are like an extension of our family. And we have to talk about something. this is not easy to talk about. And I know you guys don't want to.
It's uncomfortable. It feels
uncomfortable. We want to be really, really honest with you. So with the listeners. So Nikki and Malone and I have talked about this at a great length. And this is how we're going to do it. We're going to say something. We're going to talk about it. And then we're going to end the show. And we'll be back next week, and we will continue on and we'll do it with love, everything with love. Right. But we need to address the situation with CJ, and we're sure you've noticed that he's been absent from the show for a couple months now. And we've seen your messages on social media, all of you listening, asking where he is and why he hasn't been on the show and asking why we haven't been discussing it on the air. And so in full transparency, we were waiting until we had more information before discussing it publicly. But here's the absolute truth. The absolute truth is we don't know. We don't know what's going on. We've reached out repeatedly to him with messages of love and support, but he has just dropped off the grid and just simply stopped communicating with us and most of the people we know. And there was no warning. There was no reason given and no response to our messages. And we are heartbroken and we are confused. And we love CJ forever, forever. We love him and we wish him happiness. And we thank him for his countless contributions to our show and our lives. And CJ will always be our family, no matter what. And we love you, CJ. And we love all of you for listening. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.